father of mine.
Dear Meathead, brought to you by JM Synthetic. You know, I just close
my eyes. Good morning.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Never better. Never better.
Family, you okay?
Family is okay. Diana went off to work. She's a substitute teacher today.
Oh, she is not going to do what she was going to do?
Yeah, she ended up getting a different job. She did not like that job.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. It was really, really hard on her. So she said, you know what? I can't take it anymore. I'm going to go do something else.
Well, I'm glad it worked.
So she went back to the schools.
Oh, she used to do that, yeah.
Yeah, so now she went back there.
Well, I'm glad that something worked to a point of her advantage.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she just woke up one day and she said, this is not cut out for me.
Yeah. I even thought maybe it was below her, desires.
Heartbreaking, I'm sure.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is it's not funny, but she actually liked working with the children and the moms and the dads and the foster families. It was all of the paperwork and the running around that she didn't like.
Well, yeah. I mean, that takes energy and effort. I really didn't think that was a good thing for her.
Right on.
But of course, it wasn't for me to decide, you know.
So, Dad, I've got questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready for you.
All right.
Before you're ready, you know that Jason is at this operation we're going to have this morning.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that, but yes, I did hear that.
Okay.
But I'll talk with you more about that later, but that is pretty scary.
Yeah, it sure is.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
All right, here we go, Dad. Mike writes this, dear Meathead, I have an old tree stump in my backyard that I want removed.
That's funny. I was just talking about that. Okay, go ahead.
He says, do you have any recommendations on how to remove it?
Well, first of all, I don't know what kind of tree it is. And how big is it?
If the size is different, it changes your technique?
Well, yes, because it depends on where it's going to be dropping and how it's going to drop.
No, the tree's gone. It's just a stump.
Okay. That's easy because you and I are going to be tackling one pretty soon.
You're darn right, Dad. That's right.
All right. The stump. You dig around it at the perimeter of maybe 2 to 3 feet around it, that stump.
Okay.
Dig it up.
Yep.
I mean, dig. Take the dirt out. Go as deep as you can go, at least for 3 feet or so, you know.
Yeah, okay, good.
And then clear it all up. Get yourself... No, I don't know. I have the equipment, but I don't know if he has any equipment. But you need a saw, power-driven saw.
Yeah, are you referring to a reciprocating saw?
Reciprocating saw.
Yes, okay. I think he does have...
Or any kind of saw, that's power saw.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. But not a chainsaw.
Chainsaw would be good.
Nah, chainsaw can't touch dirt.
Well, that's all right. But you can always resharpen it and clean it.
All right. Anyway.
Mine is a saw, actually. A saw.
Yeah.
It's a reciprocating saw.
Yes. Okay, got it.
Go to the core of that stump, as deep as it dug it out, and start cutting that thing right down there.
Uh-huh. Now... What about the taproot, the big one? You know, that's like directly below the stump.
You just got to cut it.
Okay.
You chop it up, cut it up, just destroy it.
Okay, now, Dad, somebody suggested, Mike Stong suggested, that we get Tom Alexander's dynamite to blow it up.
Yeah, right. Need dynamite because it'll blow half of your place apart.
Right. Were you aware that he makes dynamite? Did you know this?
No.
Yes.
Joanne says she does. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either until we had that party for him. I found out that for a hobby, he makes dynamite.
Mike?
No, Tom Alexander.
Oh. No, I didn't know that. How does it make dynamite?
Well, that's a good question. I didn't know. I didn't know that that was a thing that people. I mean, I've heard of people like model trains and model cars for a hobby, but not building dynamite.
Since we're on their way now.
Yes. Joanne's
That's crazy. No, okay. That's not my forte.
No, I wouldn't want to do that either. Okay, so there you go, Dad.
Now listen, back to the stop. You can saw little pieces at a time, but you got to get the whole thing out of there.
Yeah, now, Dad, are we
going to... I'm looking at it. It's really a simple and an easy job. Now, for you and I, I'm all equipped for that, baby.
Dad, are we going to have to hook a car up to it and try to yank it out at some point?
No. You cut it down 4 or 5 feet deep, and that's just it.
4 or 5 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I already talked to Mike about that. He's planning on bringing a case of beer and some smokes. And we're going to gather around, and we're going to get rid of this thing.
No. And once you cover it, I'm just trying to think of some people pour some kind of acid. I don't know what it is, but you don't need to do that. That stump is dead anyway.
Did you say pour acid on it?
Yeah, pour acid on it. When you dig it all up.
Oh, my God.
And pour it on the ground. Pour acid on it.
Yeah, I don't know, Dad. Something tells me that isn't recommended to go buy some acid and pour it on the tree.
Well, I don't say go buy it. I don't know how people buy acid. But it's,
Yeah, you just go to the acid store.
forget all that. Just cut where you cut it. 4 feet deep, 3-4 feet. And that thing is a dead issue now.
Yeah, all right.
You want to level it to the dirt that you're going to, to the ground that you want to walk on,
All right. Moving on. Melinda has a follow-up question from last week's show.
Okay.
She writes, Meathead, you stated that when you, if someone committed murder in Iran, they would be hung in the middle of the city.
The city, I don't know what they call them, city center.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a big circle.
And then Melinda says, well, what if it's self-defense? Like a thief was breaking into your house or trying to kill you and you shot him. Would the innocent people be hung too?
No. The only one that gets hung is the guy that uses the weapon.
Okay, so the bad guys, it's not like they say, all right, you were defending yourself, and you're going to be hung too.
Oh, we're actually talking about a criminal bad guy.
Okay. All right.
And a bad guy out there is really a bad guy. And you know what? That doesn't happen at all. Very, very seldom that someone kills someone else out there.
Okay. So crime is low.
Crime is low. But the penny ante stealing and the beggars all over the streets and all that.
Yeah. Now,
people steal things, but no big deal. I never got involved in knowing anything about that kind of crime.
Now, Dad, you had indicated in the past that if someone was a thief, they'd get a hand cut off, correct?
That's a fact. If he stole something and he got caught at it, they cut his hand.
So was it common to be walking down the street and you see several people with one hand?
No, but we see the beggars with one hand.
Oh, okay. So the beggars would be...
They must have done something in life that they're punished or they had a disease. I don't know.
Okay. Did they become beggars because they had one hand, or were they beggars?
No, they're beggars. There's a lot of them got two hands. But there isn't that many of them, but there is some of them. You know, a lot of people beg over there.
All right, I got to write this down. Beggars are beggars. Some of them have two hands.
A lot of them have two hands.
Gotcha. Okay. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap. Okay, you can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. eufyofficial.com/video lock. Brian writes, Dear Meathead, and I have a very close friend who's an alcoholic. My first question, is it appropriate for me to address this problem with the alcoholic? Or is it out of line for me to intervene?
You know, that really is a subject that I'm really seriously thinking about it, and I'm not going to discuss that with you.
Okay.
It's not me or nobody.
Yeah, right.
Say again what the issue is.
Well, Brian has a friend who drinks too much, and he wants to know if it's a good idea for him to approach the guy who drinks too much and tell him he needs to knock it off.
I don't think it's a good idea because, first of all, an alcoholic, you know, they don't want to hear you preach to them. I really don't think so. And it really takes a difficult subject for me to talk about because I don't really have any. I know how I feel. Well, listen to this now. Listen.
Yeah.
Now, this is a real life story.
Okay.
Your father drank quite a bit
when he
was a younger man.
Right. Right. So did I.
I partied. I mean, I was an alcoholic, but I partied, and I really partied heavy. And things got really heavy in our family, you know.
Oh, yeah, and, for sure.
And I was told it's either that or something else.
Uh-huh. You know, either hit the road or either quit drinking or hit the
right.
road. Yep. I've been there, too.
Okay. And I was heavily involved with my job. I was serious with my job. Never drank on the job. I drank when I got home.
Okay.
And I don't mind expressing myself.
To the whole world.
I don't care.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
No, it's a great life for.
Yeah, it is.
You know, but then again, when you start hurting other people, the greatness has gone away. But you have to realize that, hey, you are doing wrong.
Okay, so, Dad, I'm writing this down. Drinking is a great life.
Yeah. I mean, at that time, when you're drunk, you're drinking is the greatest thing in the world.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I know what you mean. I mean, it's fun to let loose.
Well, yeah, I did that. We party. You were with me. You
know,
we
party. Oh, my God.
I checked the fires while I was drunk, and one time Phil Redden and damn near died.
I remember when you and I tried to bring that tree down in the backyard of my place up in Mount Pleasant. We decided we were going to ram it.
Yeah, you remember that?
Oh, hell yeah, I remember that, because we needed firewood, so we didn't have a saw.
Oh, my God.
So we didn't have a saw, so the idea was we're going to take your truck and then hit the gas and smash it, and all it did was ruin your truck.
Yeah, but anyway, where was I?
All right, well, that's it. That's it. That's all you need to say. All right, how about this one? Dear Meathead, do you like venison?
Do I like what?
Venison, deer meat.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't really make a habit of eating, but if somebody put that in front of me, I'd definitely eat it and enjoy it. I mean, you know. Yeah, venison is a good meat.
All right, yeah, and that's his next thing. He wants to know how to convince his friend that venison isn't bad, and I guess it's all personal preference, right?
No, that's a good meat. I want to call it good beef. Good meat, cleaned up, cooked up properly. It's great. Great dinner.
Visit a slaughterhouse.
Did she say visit a slaughterhouse? Oh. Dad, would you ever sneak venison into a dish, into a certain, like, would you ever replace beef with venison and not tell anyone and just trick them into eating it?
No.
All right.
No. I like beef, clean beef, buy it in the store. And my wife cooks it, and that's what we eat.
All right, so Dad likes clean beef. Got it.
And I would not make a habit of eating venison.
We don't eat much beef,
though. We don't eat that much beef anyway.
All right. Finally, Kate writes, Dear Reuben. She calls you Reuben. I love that.
That's all right. That's my name.
Yep. I have a question, and that I'd like you and Joanne to answer. What's your favorite place to visit, state or country? Thank you, Kate.
I honestly do not want to step a one inch away from United States of America.
Oh, you love it here.
San Diego.
As far as that goes. But San Diego is a good place because it's a busy place.
It's a fun place.
And Joanna's putting the words just right in my mouth. That's and it's a fun place.
Have you been there, Dad, to San Diego to visit Art and Nikki?
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay.
You and Diana to come.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Dad, didn't you go on like a fishing trip with
yes,
Art?
I did.
With Art and Mike?
For 4 days and 3 days of it, I was puking.
Yeah, you had a seasick incident, didn't you?
Oh, my God, yes. Listen, all of them fell overboard.
So you, now you guys went into Mexican waters way down south, did you?
Oh, yeah. Deep in Mexican waters.
What the hell happened?
Well, I was so sick to my, you know, I mean, I was sick of that and standing on the side of the boat, barfing over.
Oh, my God.
And then I tipped over to do that, and somebody grabbed me by the collar on my shirt.
Yeah, you almost went over the side.
Pulled me back because I was tipping over into that ocean.
You'd have been dead.
I was a goner.
Oh, my God.
So I was just he and I, pitch dark at night.
Throwing up.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Dad. Yeah, stay where you are. Don't go anywhere.
No. Well, of course, I don't drink. I'm a pretty coherent person now.
All right, Dad, let's go over some of the things that we've talked about. First of all, we should buy some acid.
No, we should not buy acid.
All right. Next, beggars are beggars. Some have two hands.
Some have one.
I really partied heavy. Drinking is a great life.
But you lose a lot.
Yes, and Dad likes clean beef.
Yes.
Yes, there we go. I think we've covered it. Okay. Well, it's Wednesday. I'm supposed to see you tomorrow if Jason... Well, I don't know what's going to go on, because if Jason is still struggling, Mike is not coming. So at least that's what he told me. Does that affect you and Joanne?
No.
Okay. You'll still be able to come up?
We're going.
Well, we can't go
if Mike and Noah. Okay. I just realized that. No. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't.
Well, if he can't come, I should come and get you.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I will call you off of the podcast, and I will discuss this with you.
If they're not going, we don't want to be going.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, hopefully they'll go.
Yes.
I want Mike's brother Jason to feel better. I mean, that is a very, very serious thing.
I do. He's right now under the knife right now, isn't it? Right now?
I think so. So I've got my fingers crossed that he is...
Hey, he is being operated on.
Yeah, that is that's a rough go. And, you know, he's not exactly the picture of health, so I'm very worried.
No, he sure isn't.
Okay. Yeah. A child. All right.
Well,
I'll call you a little later on today, okay?
Yeah, please do. We'd like to keep track of him. I'll clue you in if you do to what the surgery went on or whatever, you know.
You got it.
Okay?
Okay.
Say hello to your baby.
Yes, Joanne, I love you. Dad, I love you, and I will do that.
Honey, I love you, honey.
Love you, too.
Bye. Get the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the moon.